Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're so glad to have you as a listener. Today's topic is Living in View of God's Mercy. We'll be right back with a brief message from our sponsor.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Living in View of God's Mercy, written by Laura Bailey, read by Laura Bailey. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is. His good, pleasing, and perfect will. Romans 12:1-2. A lesson we are trying to teach our oldest daughter is that our choices have consequences, some good and others bad. But either way, our actions and how we choose to live our lives matter. Especially as believers, we are called to live in a way that represents Christ. Our lives are to look radically different than the world around us. Philippians 2:5-8, through the example of Christ, Paul tells us how we should conduct ourselves while on earth. These verses remind us that our attitude determines our actions. We should make God's will our number one priority, and our efforts will tell the truth of our heart's desires. It is not easy having a Christ-like attitude, accepting God's will over our own, or even holding ourselves accountable for practicing what we preach. Living each day in a way that honors God requires complete submission of our hearts, soul, and minds to take, and it takes work. Daily sacrifice and surrender don't come easily, even to the most seasoned believers. Looking at Romans 12:1-2, we see that offering ourselves as living sacrifices pleases God. It is an outward expression, a way we show our sincere love and gratitude to the Lord, not just by our words. So we must constantly renew our minds with the things of God, not of this world. So how do we live in view of God's mercy and daily renew our minds? Paul gets very practical. He spells it out for us in Romans 12:9-21. Paul writes that love must be sincere. We should hate what is evil and cling to what is good. He encouraged us to rejoice with those who rejoice and mourn with those who mourn. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer, and enthusiastically serve the Lord. We should share with those in need and practice hospitality. We strive to live at peace with everyone, blessing those who persecute us, choosing not to repay evil for evil. Paul concludes with instructions on how to treat our enemies. By feeding and clothing them, we overcome evil with good. When we set our minds on Christ, daily renewing and transforming our thoughts to align with Him, we are less likely to think and act in a worldly way. Instead, we naturally begin to change our perspective, aligning our choices and will to God's. It seems like a simple concept, but it's hard to live out. The Bible tells us to engage in corporate worship, find biblical community, and engage with Scripture daily to keep our minds firmly set on Him. God doesn't ask for perfection, but a heart willing to follow Him, confess and repent of our sin, and live a life of worship to our Savior. Intersecting Faith and Life. Take time today to ask yourself the following question. Does my behavior match my beliefs? Take inventory of your answer and call on the Holy Spirit to help you as you seek to offer yourself as a living sacrifice to the Lord. Further reading, Ephesians 4, 1 through 6, 1 Peter 2, 10 through 12, or check out the article, Your Present, Living in View of the Cross.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hi, I'm Zach.
And I'm Randy.
And we're from Salty Saints Podcast. We're a theology and apologetics podcast.
We hope to better equip you to be salt and light for your community. We hope that we can help you to go out and be a reflection of Jesus Christ to those around you, to your friends and your family, and especially to those that do not know Christ.
To find out more, subscribe at lifeaudio.com.